Michael?
Yeah?
Who are the goblins?
Put that cookie down! Now!
How did it get burned? How did it get burned?
I don't know!
Hello there!
Your stupid minds! Stupid! Stupid!
No one laughs at a master of quack foo!
You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
What was that, a bad movies montage, guys? Is that what that was? Control Room says, yes, that is a bad movies montage. I think in art, in honor of The Room, which is at the basis of one of our films today, The Disaster Artist with Rafer Guzman. Hi, Rafer.
Hi, Todd.
You've seen The Room, right? The classically bad movie.
Indeed, I have.
Oh, it's so good. It is the worst movie ever made, which is why they flock to the theater one midnight per month here in Washington, D.C. to watch it. Rafer Guzman is film critic with Newsday and The Takeaway. Rafer, The Disaster Artist is our first film up. This is James Franco. As I said, this is all about the best, bad, worst movie ever made in history, sort of a biopic about that film. Listen to a clip here from The Disaster Artist.
Why you bring me here?
What do you mean?
Scene partner. That job?
No, not at all.
Then what, Greg? I don't see point.
When I get up on stage in front of people, it's like all I can think about is what if they laugh at me or if I embarrass myself.
Mm-hmm.
But you, man, you're like fearless, and I want to feel that too.
Rafer, do people need to go and see The Room before they run and see The Disaster Artist, all about the making of The Room?
It's so funny. People ask me that a lot. Do I need to sit through The Room before I see this film? I would say I'm going to give you a pass. I really don't think you do. I think you get a pretty good sense from watching this movie about just how bad and weird that film is. And really the draw here is James Franco playing Tommy Wiseau, this really one of the weirder people in Hollywood, which is saying a lot. A strange guy with this sort of mysterious accent. You could kind of hear it there in that clip. Is he Polish? Is he from Beijing? Is he from New Orleans? Where is he from? A mystery to this day, so no one still knows. But it's a great performance, very funny. And I think what I like about this film is it has a generosity of spirit. I think it is, in a way, although it's poking fun at Wiseau, it's also saying, hey, you did this thing. People go see it. That's what the movies are about. In that sense, it's a success.
Also, Tommy Wiseau, a fearless artist, and I haven't seen the film yet, but one of the things I've gleaned from some of the writing about it is really a story about a person who didn't really care what people thought about him, just wanted his art out there, and he was fearless about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I think that's what draws him to Greg Sestero, who's one of the characters in the film, an actor played by Dave Franco. And this is based on Greg Sestero's book, which I found like a really touching and actually really great memoir about this friendship and about what a character and about how inspirational Wiseau was, even though his masterpiece became kind of a laughingstock in the end.
And I will say, if you are a fan of good, bad film, a theater near you probably shows The Room. Get it on Netflix. You got to watch that movie. It's truly bad, but a heartwarming story in The Disaster Artist. Rafer, you have The Shape of Water here from director Guillermo del Toro. Let's listen.
When he looks at me, he doesn't know how I am incomplete. He sees me as I am.
This is The Shape of Water. Rafer, I'm hearing a fairy tale, I think.
Yeah, that's Richard Jenkins, who is narrating there because the person he's talking to, or the person who's speaking to him, played by Sally Hawkins, is mute, and so she's speaking to him in sign language. She plays a woman who is a cleaning woman at a government facility, and they have a creature of some sort of a black lagoon, kind of humanoid, fishy creature that arrives in the facility, and unexpectedly, she falls in love with it. And this is, I think, Guillermo del Toro's attempt to update the monster movie, specifically Creature from the Black Lagoon, for a new era, not just in the effects, which are extraordinary, but in sort of the morality of the tale. You know, instead of the men going off to rescue the woman who's been kidnapped by the monster, it's the other way around. She wants to be with the monster. She wants to fall in love with him. But Michael Shannon plays a guy at the facility who is trying to keep them apart. And I think that's a pretty interesting take on the monster movie today.
Also set, interestingly, right in the heart of the Cold War in 1962.
Yeah, that's right. And I think there is something about the fact that Michael Shannon plays this very hard-nosed, strict, all-American male, this very intolerant, intransigent character that seems important to me. And I think there's also, I think, a little bit of a thematic thread that Richard Jenkins' character is gay. And so I think there is something about this kind of expansive definition of love, if you will, in this movie that I think is interesting.
That's The Shape of Water. Rafer Guzman sending you out to the movies this weekend. Rafer, thanks.
Thanks, Todd.